And since then, since those early days, meditation in various forms has always been an integral part of our activities, an integral part of the activities of the FWBO and the WBO, even as it is and always has been an integral part of Buddhism itself. I need hardly tell you that all order members meditate regularly. So do many mitras and friends. And there's a very notable example of this, I may say, in Holland. There's a group of people there, in a place called, I believe, Nijmegen, where a group of people who came into contact with the FWBO quite a few years ago now, through a retreat held in Holland, meet together for meditation and meditate quite regularly on their own at all, without the regular assistance or inspiration, if you like, of any order member. They just keep on meditating, almost, I might say, year after year. And all those who meditate, whether order members or mitras or friends, whoever they may be, wherever they may be, they all experience from time to time at least some stage of higher consciousness above and beyond what they normally experience, either during the waking state or during the state of sleep. One and all, we may say, they have found in meditation one of the most effective means of self-transformation. Through meditation, or with the help of meditation, we dissolve the old self and we create, as it were, the new. And especially do we find that meditation in the sense of contemplation, in the sense of insight into ultimate reality, especially do we find that that is the most effective means of permanent self-transformation. As well as attending to the practice of meditation, we've attended to some extent to the theory. We've even had lectures on meditation, and these have dealt more often than not with the different methods of meditation, as well as with the different stages, the different levels of meditative experience. And in particular, we've tried to make clear the nature of the four dhyanas, the four superconscious states. That is to say, the four lower dhyanas, the four lower superconscious states. And we've tried in lectures to cut through, as it were, the tangle of the traditional explanations and traditional terminology, try to find out and to communicate something of what the dhyanas really mean, what they really are, what one is really experiencing when one contacts, when one enters into these four so-called lower dhyanas, which I may say are within the reach of everybody who meditates systematically and regularly.